ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय। देवकी नंदनाय च। नंद गोप कुमाराय। गोविंदाय नमो नमः। लाइट वॉल लाइट बंद कर देंगे बस। ठीक है सो ओके आप लोग क्लोज आ जाइए प्लीज कम फ्रॉम नहीं ठीक ना ठीक हाँ लाइट थोड़ा सा खोल सकते हैं पीछे से वैसे नहीं होगा उसको ये ठीक है इधर से उधर से हाँ दबाइए ठीक हो गया ओके सो जब यहाँ पे हम आज कंटिन्यू करेंगे लास्ट क्लास हमने डिस्कस किया था वैदिक कल्चर और वैदिक सभ्यता और आधुनिक सभ्यता दोनों की तुलना हो रही है ना कि वैदिक सभ्यता में और आधुनिक सभ्यता में कौन श्रेष्ठ है ना तो उसमें हम तुलना कर रहे हैं अलग अलग एंगल्स से अलग अलग दृष्टिकोण से उसको देख रहे हैं तो लास्ट टाइम हमने डिस्कस किया था इस पर किसी कुछ याद है क्या डिस्कशन हुआ था लास्ट टाइम किसी कुछ याद है ये एक वाला लाइट जला दीजिए वो दूसरा किनारे वाला लाइट जो है ना वो जला दीजिए नहीं सबसे लास्ट हाँ नहीं वो नहीं देख दूसरा नंबर हाँ ठीक तो किसी को याद है क्या डिस्कस किए थे पिछली बार
लास्ट टाइम नहीं कर रहा था कि जो हमारे जो कल्चर था उस टाइम पे हमारा सोशल इंटरेक्शन था वो अच्छा था लव था रेस्पेक्ट ज्यादा थी उस टाइम पे आजकल तो
सिद्धांत जानने में आलस नहीं करना चाहिए एंड वन हैज टू फेस चैलेंजेस इन सोसाइटी जवाब देना आना चाहिए कि क्यों वैदिक कल्चर श्रेष्ठ है
हाँ जैसे मान लीजिए आप लोग बोलेंगे तो पूछते हैं कि आप क्यों जाते हो हरे कृष्ण मंदिर में क्या मिलता है ये सब क्यों चेंज कर रहे हो क्यों माला ये सब कंठी माला और ये धोती कुर्ता ये सब क्या है तो आपको जवाब देना आना चाहिए है कि नहीं उनको बताना पड़े क्यों ये श्रेष्ठ है आप जो पहनते हो उससे श्रेष्ठ है ये आप जो करते हो उससे ज़्यादा अच्छा है ये तो बताना पड़ेगा है ना नहीं बता पाएंगे तो क्या होगा हाँ आपका कॉन्फिडेंस घट जाएगा और
मॉडर्न कल्चर में पीपल आर रियली फीलिंग हैप्पी क्लोजर टू ईच अदर एंड द मोर सिक्योर not like that in the modern culture. And today's there is more quarrel and more dissatisfaction.
Quarrel and dissatisfaction is more in modern society in comparison to the Vedic culture, isn't it? So one point we were discussing, that relationships, social interactions in the Vedic culture and social interaction today. So that we were discussing, that in the even in the inside the family, the relationships are quite superficial, isn't it? And there is no selfless attitude within the relationships. People are selfishly making relationship, and when the selfish motives are finished, then breaking the relationships. So we discussed the many examples: fast-paced life, this relationship and social interaction in Vedic culture was far superior than in modern culture. He gave example of Krishna leaving the Hastinapur and going to the Dwarka. So people were feeling so much separation from Krishna. They may not do big things. They may not construct big flyovers and all those things. But they need to construct the how to bridge the hearts. They may not be able to bridge, you know, flyovers. But they knew how to bridge the heart. How to bridge the relationships. That was the art. You see, she is only making garland, but she is so happy, blissful. Mataji here. The animals also were cared, not only human, but the animals also were part of the society, part of the family. They are considered as the family members, animals. किसी के घर में अगर गाय है तो उसको अपने घर का सदस्य माना जाता था, गाय को भी. Now that there is no time for loving exchanges in modern society. गरम दूध जो बच्चे को बोतल में डाल के पिलाया जा रहा है जबरदस्ती, बिकॉज टाइम नहीं है ठंडा करने के लिए. दूध दूध ठंडा करने के लिए टाइम चाहिए ना, टाइम नहीं है, बहुत बिजी हो गए हैं. पीपल डोंट गेट टाइम टू स्पेंड विद देयर फैमिली मेंबर्स, दे आर सो बिजी इन मेकिंग प्रोजेक्ट्स एंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स. इज इट ऑल क्लियर? आप लोग समझ आ रहा है? Yes, competition and exploitation become the norm, killing finer human instincts. People are ready to kill each other, exploit each other. People are ready to trouble each other for their own benefit. Competitive society, so much competition in modern society. To get a job, you have to have so much competition. Modern society often lacks such deep feelings of commitment and responsibility between family members or within community. Like divorce rates are increasing. Divorce word was not there in the Vedic culture. This word came later. This word did not exist in the Sanskrit language. Divorce, never, this was not a word in Hindi or Sanskrit. ये बताया था किसी ने. No patience to cook and no time have to go to the gym. Gym is more important than cooking for the family members.
मुझे इसमें किया है कि जो घरेलू काम होते थे, झाड़ू पोछा लगाना और जो दही करते हैं ऐसे करके, वो काफी हेल्पफुल होते थे हेल्थ के लिए.
जिम जाने की जरूरत नहीं होती थी, है कि नहीं? घर में इतने काम होते थे, लेबोरियस वर्क, दैट दे डिड नॉट हैव टू गो. पहले क्या, अभी क्या कर रहे हैं? रेस्टोरेंट में जाके खाना खाते हैं, और मोटे हो जाते हैं तो जिम में जाते हैं और एक्सरसाइज करते हैं पतले होने के लिए। हैं
मेरे क्लिनिक इंस्ट्रूमेंट उसमें ऐसे चलाते हैं, जैसे पहले वो चारा काटते थे ना आज की चला देते हैं, इंस्ट्रूमेंट है सारे इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऐसे ही है मेरे क्लिनिक पे, वो ही करते हैं और वो बोलते भी हैं कि पहले इससे चेक कर लेते,
जिम में जाके करेंगे तो बोलेंगे सी आई इवेंट इन जिम आई डिड दिस अच्छा इवेंट जिम ओ वेरी गुड सुपरफिशियल अप्रिसिएशन इजंट इट होल सोसाइटी इज गोइंग ऑन सुपरफिशियल बेसिस दैट्स ऑल There is no substance in this external. Why? Because this is the region. Anybody can read? You can read?
Vedic society was based on a holistic approach in addressing our needs. Simply by gratifying the body and mind without knowing the need of the dormant soul is compared to polishing the bird cage while neglecting to feed the bird. Simple living, high thinking is the Vedic ideal.
Yes. So it's just like this. Without caring for the soul, we are simply trying to pamper the body, feeding the body, superficial. So what is the need of the soul? We don't care. And we are simply caring for the bodily needs, tongue need, ears need, mind's desire needs, we are fulfilling. But Vedic culture was not like that. Vedic culture was much higher, simple living and high thinking. This was the concept in Vedic culture. Live simply but think highly. So afterward, when Lord asked permission to depart and the king gave it, king means Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Lord was going from Hastinapur to Because after the battlefield of Kurukshetra and after Bhishma Dev departed, then Lord Krishna wanted to leave Hastinapur and go to Dwarka. Everything was over. So he asked permission from the Yudhishthira Maharaj that let me now go to Dwarka. So then, beginning they did not agree. They were telling how we can live without you, Krishna. But then now here it is mentioned that That afterwards the king gave the permission and the Lord offered his respect to Maharaj Yudhishthir by bowing down at his feet and the king embraced him. So because Lord Krishna as a, in the relationship he was younger to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So he bowed down at his feet although he is the Lord. This is the social culture respect, culture of respect is, this is called. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, immediately he lifted Lord and he embraced him. So this is the relation between a junior and a senior in the brother, younger brother and elder brother. What younger brother should do and what elder brother should do. Younger brother should pay obeisance to older brother and older brother should lift and embrace him. Nowadays younger brother and older brother, nobody can understand who is younger and who is older. Yes, both are saying tum to each other. Tum jaake dekh lo, well, tum dekh. Tumhe kya padi hai? Main jo kar raha hu karne de.
Tu.
Now ye tu. Uske baad tu. Yes, like that. So this was the culture. And after this, the Lord being embraced by others. And receiving their obeisances, got into his chariot and many people, those who were younger to Lord Krishna, they paid obeisance to Krishna and they got his blessing, and then Lord went into his chariot. So the customs and rituals, people, all the rituals and customs are not important, people say, isn't it? But we have to understand that the culture and rituals, whatever were there in the Vedic culture, they were not superficial, or they were not meant just to increase the rules and regulations. But there was very great philosophy behind that. They were so designed as to touch the heart. Touch the heart. Like suppose, you know, somebody, your younger brother comes and pays dandavat to you. What will you feel? You feel so much love for him, isn't it? So much responsible, like, oh, my brother. And he's giving respect. Naturally we feel affection, isn't it? So it is touching the heart. The actions, suppose your younger brother comes and so it's like this. What will you feel? If rituals doesn't matter, then somebody comes and shows you the leg. Does it matter or not? Does it matter or not? Matters? Yes, it matters. Matters a lot. If you pay obeisance and if you show your leg, there is a difference. Because our actions are directly related to the heart. Expressions can touch the heart. It can create enemies and it can make win the friends according to our expression. Therefore, the rituals and custom, people say, oh, all these rituals and custom, what is this nonsense, I don't need this. No, they don't know the meaning behind this. It is quite important in exchanges, loving exchanges. If you want to exchange the love, then these are the expressions we have to show. Otherwise, how people will know that you have love? And therefore, by doing this, they used to create an atmosphere which is saturated with heartfelt exchanges. You can see here Lord Krishna and Yashodhama went to Lord Krishna. Sudama Vipra was a very poor person. They all both studied in the college time, school times together. And then Lord Krishna became king and Sudama Vipra became, you know, beggar, bhikhari. And then he used to beg and then he used to eat whatever, but he was very satisfied. But once he decided, let me go to meet my dear friend. So he went and after many years, and he was very poor. So then Krishna immediately personally came to receive him, and he took him, and Krishna, although he was the king of the Dwarka, he made him Sudama sit on his bed, and he personally, the Lord sat down and he's washing the feet of Sudama, his friend. Just imagine you go at somebody's house. Suddenly he puts you on the, you know, very nice singhasan, and then he sits down and brings milk and starts washing your feet. What will you feel? With love he does that. How much love you feel. There is no money is exchanging. What is exchanging? There is no exchange of money. But then what is the difference? Exchange of love, exchange of emotions, and the soul is filled with the emotions. Soul is filled with the feelings and exchanges, loving love. And unless we don't express our love, selfless love, pure love, till that time we can never become happy in our life. So we need to know how to express the love in my heart. And because today people doesn't have a real friend, they cannot share their heart to anybody. And therefore they are killing themselves in their heart. Superficial lifestyle. Externally they are smiling, but nobody is there to trust. So therefore all these problems. Otherwise, this is the Vedic culture. In today's society, you see, for lack of meaningful relationships and engagements, people feel unfulfilled and seek lesser engagements, often mindless or even harmful. So what is happening in modern society is because they don't find the bliss in the relationships, loving exchanges. So they are finding bliss in smoking, drinking, gambling, video game playing. Children are playing video games because they don't have dadi or nani to tell some story of Mahabharata. Then they are finding taste in computer games, video games, isn't it? Cartoons,
drugs,
yes. So they meaningful relationship, if there is lack of meaningful relationships, then people will feel unfulfilled and seek lesser engagements, like often mindless or even harmful, such kind of engagements. If they are not engaged in a constructive way, then they will be engaged in destructive way. Therefore, relationships are very important. Then टेंशन इस साइड में आ जाइए, साइड में हो जाइए, आप चेयर पे बैठ जाइए. नहीं तो टेंशन, स्ट्राइफ, मेंटल डिस्टर्बेंसेज इन वैदिक कल्चर, दीज वेर मोस्टली डिसिपेटेड बाय द फैब्रिक ऑफ लविंग रिलेशनशिप्स. इट्स नॉट दैट इन वैदिक कल्चर देर आर नो टेंशन एंग्जाइटी. टेंशन्स वेर देयर, एंग्जाइटीज वेर देयर, फियर वॉज देयर, बट दोज वेर डिसिपेटेड बाय द फैब्रिक ऑफ लविंग रिलेशनशिप्स. People will come around and they will help you, they will share the words of wisdom. Somebody is dying at your home, people will come from so many relations and they will console you, they will give solace your heart, you know? They will sympathize, they will tell the words of sympathy, oh please don't worry, we are there, we all are with you, why you are crying, don't worry, few words, and they say with their heart, and then people, you can feel relieved from all the tensions and anxiety. There was hardly any need for extraneous family counselors or psychiatrists. Nobody visited psychiatrists, external counselors, because in the family itself, there have been elders who are very experienced in their life, they are knowing the scriptures, shastras, and they could give the perfect counsel for any problems. Nowadays people are visiting psychiatrists, consultants for health problem. So therefore in this way also you can see that tension, strife and mental disturbances in Vedic culture were very easily removed. But in modern culture, for the same purpose, people are going to psychiatrists, spending so much money. At that time, Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Kripacharya, Nakul, Sahadev, Bhimsen, Dhaumya and Satyavati all nearly fainted, behosh ho gaye, sare log, jin kitne logon ke naam hai. Jab Lord Krishna rath pe baithe, to ye jitne log hain sab kya ho gaye, lagbhag behosh, achet avastha mein chale gaye. इतना प्रेम था इसमें. धृतराष्ट्र का भी नाम है, आप लोग ये नहीं सोचिए कि धृतराष्ट्र को प्रेम नहीं था. सोचिए ऐसे ऐसे लोग थे. आजकल चला कोई जाए घर से छोड़ के तो बोला अरे बहुत अच्छा हुआ, बैठ के खा रहा था चला गया. पति पत्नी के बीच में अड़ंगा बना हुआ था, है कि नहीं? कहाँ से पता नहीं आ जाते हैं, वो भी 3 महीने 4 महीने के लिए. बिकॉज वाई दे फ्रेंटेड बिकॉज इट वॉज इम्पॉसिबल फॉर देम टू बियर सेपरेशन फ्रॉम लॉर्ड कृष्ण. लॉर्ड कृष्ण वॉज सो लविंग सो डियर टू देम. देर वॉज ए स्ट्रांग बॉन्ड ऑफ अफेक्शन. द इंटेलिजेंट हु हैव अंडरस्टूड द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इन एसोसिएशन विथ प्योर डिवोटीज एंड हैव बिकम फ्रीड फ्रॉम बैड मटेरियलिस्टिक एसोसिएशन कैन नेवर अवॉइड हियरिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड इवन दो दे हैव हर्ड देम ओनली वंस. देयरफॉर इन वैदिक कल्चर पीपल यूज टू हियर अबाउट द कृष्णा लॉर्ड. हाउ देन कुड द पांडवाज टॉलरेट हिज सेपरेशन फॉर दे हैड बीन इंटीमेटली एसोसिएटेड विद हिज पर्सन सीइंग हिम फेस टू फेस टचिंग हिम कन्वर्जिंग विथ हिम स्लीपिंग सिटिंग एंड डांसिंग विथ हिम. His person, so they're face to face talking, touching, converging with him, discussing, sleeping together, sitting and dining together. By doing all these things, there was a strong bond of affection between the Pandavas and Krishna. They used to hear about the Lord. Nature of hearing topics about Krishna from undisturbed authorities pacify the mind of all incongruities and help one transcend all kinds of problems. Vedic culture emphasized regularly hearing transcendent topics. Unnecessary negative vibration and needless propaganda of disturbing news was avoided. So nowadays they are doing recreation. They watch television. They watch serials. What they show in the serials? Only conspiracy. You know how one wife is having affair with so many people. Then how he conspired to kill her husband, to take his property. Only it is said how lust, greed, envy, pride, like this, all these things, anger. These are only filled, isn't it, in the serials. And people like it. Kahani ghar ghar ki. So what is that? These are unnecessary negative vibrations. And if you see such serials, what will happen to us? The same vibration will enter in us. Same feeling, same negative feeling. Why people are dressing today like this? Because they are seeing, watching movies. And according they are bringing that prostitute culture. Women are bringing the prostitute culture in their lives. Don't they? But this is prostitute culture. Showing the place of the body. This is a prostitute culture. And from where they are earning? They are today in this society, who are the ideals of the society? Prostitutes. Film actresses are prostitutes. Isn't it? Prostitutes in the earlier days, they used to dance in the society. Isn't it? They are dancing girls. Isn't it? They are prostitutes. But nowadays, all the girls, they are, keeping a, I should become like this prostitute. I should become like this prostitute. What is the acting business? This is the prostitution. Somebody is paying money and you express your body. And earlier, few people used to watch, now whole world is watching. For the sake of money, they expose everything. And it is increasing day by day, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is this? This is prostitution. I give you money and you expose your place. This is prostitution, nothing else. So prostitutes are ideal today. Then, who else is to lust? Those people who are more they can express more lust. They are ideal. Those who can expose more flesh, they can so express more lust in their heart, they become ideal. Those who are more greedy, like Bill Gates, greediest people in this world, they are becoming ideal. People want to become like Bill Gates. Who is Bill Gates? He is the most greediest person. So much greed is there in him. So all these people are becoming ideal in the society. Cheaters are becoming ideals. Politicians are becoming ideals. Why? Because of the negative vibrations. And because of that, people's culture is destroyed and they face all kinds of problems. In Vedic culture, people, why all these things are happening today? Because the people are hearing from the media. If you don't hear from the bona fide devotees, then you will hear from the media, television, radio. And in radio you are hearing movie songs behind our ashram, we have Brahmachari ashram. So backside there are some workers, they are working. Whole day they are playing movie songs. Whole day, what will be their consciousness? Only lust is moving in their heart. They, when they see some girl, they will come in. This is what being trained, modern civilization, modern culture.
मुझे मैं क्लास में सुन रहा था कि ना एक बंदा गया पहाड़ों पे तपस्या करने, 5 साल बैठा था, 3700 कंट्रोल में कर रहा था, 5 साल के बाद एक किसान ने वो गाना जला दिया, पहाड़ से कूद के आ गया नीचे, बोलते ही तुम्हें गर्लफ्रेंड को पसंद था, ऐसी थी.
मूवी सॉन्ग्स वेरी पावरफुल. So we are hearing from the media, movies, television, radios. Nowadays in every bus, every, cab, they have put this FM radio is more easily available nowadays. Every shop.
Yes.
See, we are hearing, but not about Krishna, but about Maya. Negative vibration. But in Vedic culture, people used to have positive vibration. From the childhood, children will be told the stories of the Lord. How Lord Krishna saved, Lord Ram killed the Ravana, a demon. Why Ravana was a demon? Because he kidnapped the wife of Lord Ram. Therefore, you should not kidnap the wife of anybody. You should see other's wife as mother. Such kind of teachings were given from the childhood. And the boys will come out with that culture, character. Nowadays, they are from the childhood, they are seeing love, kisses and embracing each other on the television. So they also do like that. The moment they are passing the age of 10 or 12, they start doing dating in America. Prabhupada saw one 7-year-old girl was doing dating, having dates with somebody. 7-year-old girl. Why? Because they are seeing that, they are hearing. Sravanam, Kirtanam. Sravanam, then Kirtanam, then Smaranam. Then Padasevanam. Then Bandhanam. One, in my hostel they had made, songs they used to make, various types of songs. Padasevanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Everything is there. Same thing as there, but not for Krishna, but for Maya.
मुझे एक शायर था जो हिंदी का बहुत नॉलेजेबल था. उसने देखा कि जो पुरानी हिंदी, इंग्लिश की, हिंदी और संस्कृत की जो काव्य है, जो उनमें से गजलें नहीं है, तो उसको लगा कि बहुत बैकवर्ड है. मतलब ये तो उर्दू में गजलें होती है लेकिन संस्कृत में कोई गजलें नहीं होती है. तो उसने सोचा कि अब हिंदी में भी गजल बनाएंगे. तो उसमें से वैसे कॉन्शियसनेस ऐसी है. मतलब उनकी
In contrast, modern society is bombarded from all sides by disturbing vibrations. Newspapers and other media agitate. Who is there down? Tell to speak a little less. And aggravate the disturbances in the mind. High speed from across the globe without giving any positive shelter. So many news channels. So many news. negative vibrations. Violent gang violence shows, robberies put from out of business, public outraged, losing our youth, 30 killings already equal to last year's total according to police, crime increasing, gangs, daily news filled with all these things. So this is the Vedic culture and this is modern culture. Vedic culture people need to hear about the sublime pastimes of the Lord, the moral stories, spiritual stories, history. Nowadays they are hearing exactly opposite. Then all their hearts were melting for him on the pot of attraction. They looked at him without blinking their eyes and they moved hither and thither in perplexity. So they were all looking on the Lord Krishna. The female relatives whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna came out of the palace. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. So they wanted to cry but they did not cry also. Because they thought that if we cry then tears will come out. And because Lord is departing for a journey, so if tears come out, aansu aayenge to kya hoga? Ashubh mana jayega. Therefore they could not cry also. So much caring. The ladies feared that their tears might bring misfortune for Krishna. Such sentiments were not superstitious. Our mental state influences how things unfold. We can project positive or negative vibrations into our surroundings. Therefore, they stopped their tears with difficulty and smiled affectionately to the Lord. They stopped their tears and they, rather than that, they smiled. And everything is happening in the heart. Out of a loving desire to see the Lord, the royal ladies of the Kurus got up on top of the palace and smiling with affection and shyness, they showered flowers upon the Lord. These were the kind of, you know, celebrations they used to have. And so much love they had for the Krishna. Then the women in Vedic culture, let us understand this topic. Okay, now we have discussed the relationships. Relationships and social interaction in Vedic culture. Now we are going to discuss women in Vedic culture. Some people say that restricted male-female association is a Mohammedan introduction, parda. It is not from India. It is from Muslims. But let us see from Bhagavatam. Here we see this custom was observed even during the days of the Mahabharata 5000 years ago. Instead of coming down in the open air, the ladies went up on the top of the palace and from there paid their respects to Lord Krishna by showering flowers. So even that parda system was earlier also, shyness. Otherwise, why they will go on top of the palace rather than coming on the street in front of everybody? No. So this parda system was even at that time of Vedic culture, 5000 years back when Lord Krishna was present. And Muslims came later. Shyness is a gift of nature to the fair sex. It commands respect from the opposite sex. It enhances the woman's beauty and prestige, even if they are of a less important family or even if they are less attractive. So the shyness is not something backwardness, but it is the quality of a woman, jewel of a woman. If a woman is exposing, she becomes like prostitute. And therefore, most of the women today are prostitutes. Nothing. They are just like prostitutes. What is the meaning of this? They are just showing the flesh. The culture of the Vedic society should be based on this shyness. The Vedic women used to feel shy. They will never show their bodily parts or anything in public. Not only this, even to their own husbands. What to speak of the public? In the Vedic culture, in the house, there were two compartments. One compartment, only women will stay. And other compartment, only male. सो फीमेल डिफरेंट कंपार्टमेंट, मेल डिफरेंट कंपार्टमेंट, एंड होल डे द मेल कैन नॉट गो इन साइड द हाउस. ओनली इवन द हस्बैंड दे विल बी ओनली विजिटिंग इन द हाउस ओनली एट द नाइट, नॉट इन द डे टाइम. दिस वॉज द वेरी कल्चर, रिस्ट्रिक्टेड कल्चर. And women is to be live together with each other. And the male is to discuss Krishna Katha. And females, they are together, they are cooking for the whole family. They are caring for the children. Like when I was a small child, my mother used to sing such a melodious songs. She will be, you know, chakki piste hue ugati thi. Chakki piste hue. And what she will sing? She will sing the devotional songs in the local languages. गीत बोलते हैं गांव में, गीत गीत गाते हैं. आजकल तो कल्चर खत्म हो रहा है धीरे धीरे. And well, the how Lord Ram's marriage was arranged, so whole story is there. How Lord Ram went and what he was spoken there, what happened to there, like that. It is in a, and they are just simply singing. When somebody hears, he remembers Lord. Even their washing pots, they are remembering the Lord. And then local ladies, they are not, my mother was not very learned or never, she never went to the school. But she was so cultured lady, so cultured, so much respect for the husband, whole life dedicated to the whole family. She used to get up every day at 3:30. Before anybody else, she will get up my house. And she, by the time we get up, the food is ready, breakfast is ready. She will take bath, she will go to the do worship around 4 o'clock. By 4:30, she will come back and then she will cook for all of us. And by 6:30, we get up from the bed only when the food is ready. Then we quickly get up and wash mouth and face, and immediately have food, like that. So much love was there, personal love and care was there. And when we will go for the playing, and then we will come back in the evening, and mother will catch us, and then she will, you know, clean our bodies with the cloths, you know, and washing the whole hands and legs and everything with water, and then she will apply some oil, you know, on the head and everything, and then already the food is ready, cooked, and she will offer and she will sit there. Not that she goes to watch television giving food. No, she will sit there, she will ask for more and more. I remember when my mother was so nice that whenever I go home, so she will cook like most delicious dishes, and then I will be sitting, and then he will be putting everything, more and more. I'll tell, no, no, it's too much. No, no, don't worry. I have, you know, kya pachane ke liye kya tha? Pachak. Pachak bhi hai. Pachak bhi denge last time. There's so much loving and caring. Because it was in the heart. Where is that culture today? Can you imagine even a son can forget such a love and care in whole life, even he becomes sannyasi? No. Because this is coming out of the heart. Like my mother died in year 2000. She left the body. But the memories cannot go, isn't it? Because the culture, the love which was flowing from one heart to another heart, selfless love, cannot be omitted, isn't it? So like that, this was the culture. Vedic culture. Not like today, you know, all the prostitute culture. Parents doesn't have time for the children, and then children goes, they doesn't have time for the parents. They throw parents into the old age houses. The parents send children to the children child houses, and children send parents to the old age houses. Isn't it? So the sign is the gift of nature to the fair sex. And this, you know, brings the very, you know, फ्लेवर इन द रिलेशनशिप्स. देन वुमेन इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी फायर एंड मैन इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी लाइक बटर. सो द बटर मस्ट मेल्ट इन एसोसिएशन विद फायर. डजेंट मैटर हाउ, इवन यू टेक आउट बटर फ्रॉम द फ्रिज, यू कीप फॉर 5-10 मिनट्स नियर फायर, इट विल मेल्ट. Therefore, the association of male and female was restricted in the Vedic culture, not like today. Therefore, they may be brought together only when it is necessary. Male and female, they will be brought together only when it is necessary, not unnecessarily. In Vedic culture, there is no culture of girlfriend. Girlfriend or boyfriend culture never happened. This culture was never in Vedic. Only wife, wife and husband, no girlfriend and boyfriend. You cannot even friend. How there can be girlfriend and wife, boyfriend? It's not possible. They may not be inclined, although it is truth, but it's truth, little harsh, but it's a true reality that they may not be externally showing, but internally there is a desire to enjoy. Only externally they may say that, oh, we are not indulging, no problem, we have only have, you know, friendly relationship. But we know what is that friendly relationship. There is no friendly relationship, only exploitation, that's all. Just like, suppose you are there and some girl is bending in front of you. How will you avoid to look at their private parts? Very difficult. Even great sages like Vishwamitra, all these could not control the mind. Are you better than Vishwamitra? How many of you agree that it's easy? No, easily I can avoid. Yes, devotee can avoid, but that also it's difficult, isn't it? So then imagine what, how much, you know, it's good to tell that I have friends, just relationship for the people like cats and dogs. If this is the situation with the life of devotees who are controlling their mind and senses, so how much difficulty is it for the people who are trying to enjoy unrestrictedly? And therefore it's just superficial to say, no, we are just like friends. It's not possible. When the male and female come together, they cannot remain friends. It's not possible. It's not possible.
Instead of that, girls even then knowingly that to attract others.
Yes. So even great and powerful men like Julius Caesar or Vishwamitra fell victim to feminine attraction. So what to speak of us, tiny soul who never thought to control the mind and senses. And therefore, it's very dangerous. So human civilization as conceived by the sages of India was meant to promote simple living and high thinking. When the mind is always preoccupied with impressing the opposite party, there is very little chance for being sober and contemplating higher values of life. So they are doing parties and all these things with girls. So all the boys are trying to impress the girls, isn't it? And therefore they lose the soberity. Soberness is not there. Gravity is not there in the character. Like, we remember when we were in our college days, and that time there used to happen some parties. So everyone would try to speak smartly. Why? Just to attract the attraction of opposite sex. Even colleges, boys would like to go to the picnic if the girls are coming. If girls doesn't come, nobody like comes. In the party, in the programs, they come simply for the girls, isn't it? It's a fact. Why? Because they want to impress. And therefore, this the quality, gambhirta, soberness. Soberness it's, and gravity, self-control, all these qualities disappear in the from the heart of the modern youth. They don't have any, there is no gravity. Shyness is in women is a great protection to check unrestricted mixing and maintains chastity in society. That's why you see crime is increasing nowadays. It is nature's gift and it must be utilized. Chastity is the gift of the nature and it must be utilized. In the Vedic culture, there is no such so much crime related with the women. Nowadays, why there is so much crime is increasing? Because of so much exposure, no shyness. Contrary to popularized belief that Vedic culture is restrictive and exploitative, people say Vedic culture is restrictive and exploitative, it exploits. Actually, it is opposite. It offers them great protection. Vedic culture, the women were most protected. They are not exploited like today, today's women. They are going to the workplaces in BPOs. What is happening in BPOs? They are being exploited. Men is exploiting the women today in the modern societies. Yes. Kovind Prabhu has experienced. Many of his friends. He has many experiences. He can tell some experiences. Kovind Prabhu? आपका उम्र कितना होगा?
22.
सी 22. कब से आ रहे हैं आप मंदिर में?
टेंटिंग तो पहले कर रहे हैं, इतने अटेंटिव नहीं करना. टेंटिंग मतलब रेगुलर, मतलब ढंग से एक डेढ़ साल.
डेढ़ साल मतलब 20 साल की उम्र से. सी भाई ये जब 20 द बॉयज आर सो करप्टेड. कितने उम्र से दे स्टार्ट करप्शन?
School
14-15 around.
In fact, earlier.
Yes. So this is what is happening. On the name of free mixing, this is happening. But in Vedic culture, it was not like that. No free mixing, and therefore culture was protected. Today, it's hardly you will find a chaste girl. Very difficult. No girl is chaste. No girl, very few. So, when you mix with the opposite sex, then it cannot be possible to protect the chastity. You were also saying that one day, he was also saying about one Mataji girl, like that. Most of the girls, they are trying to impress, get attention of the boys, and boys are trying to impress the girls in this way. There is no protection, but in Vedic culture there is protection. It is mentioned that when Lord Krishna, when they are shifting from Gokul to Nandagram, then all the ladies were made sit in the chariot, inside seat, cart. And their duty was only to take care of the Krishna and Balram, the children. But the man was driving the chariot and all the hard work was done by men, and women were protected. And they, not only that, they kept all the bows and arrows and everything. If somebody attacks on the women, immediately will protect them. So women were most protected and most happiest in the Vedic culture. They used to feel safer, not going on the road and then somebody is pushing hand like this, somebody is pushing hand like this, somebody is looking, you know, lustily on the women. People look or not? Everybody is looking. Everybody is looking. This is exploitation, this is unprotected. This is the unprotection. So there is no protection today. But in the Vedic culture, this was not the situation. Women were properly protected. Nobody could exploit. There was one exploitation of Draupadi and there was war, Mahabharata. that also they could not do, and all people were killed, great kings. This was the culture. Queen Archi goes to Vaikuntha with Maharaj Prithu. Devahuti seeks transcendental knowledge. Queen Archi, who was the queen of Maharaj Prithu, King Prithu, so she supported the husband throughout the entire life and in his spiritual and material activities. And therefore, the earth, when Lord the Prithu Maharaj went to back to Vaikuntha, the Archi also went with the Prithu Maharaj together. So then in this manner, the wife also goes with the husband. If she remains just to the husband and she serves the husband, and if husband is, rather than serving wife, he serves Krishna, then both of them go back to Godhead. Similarly, Lord Kapil, he is speaking the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam to his mother, Devahuti. So there are, who says that there is no protection? There is so much protection, there is so much respect for the women in the Vedic culture. Vedic culture is not restrictive, rather it is meant to lead one to a higher freedom. So much freedom was there. They are free to cook, free to care for the children, everything was there. But their only thing is they are not free to go to the offices and show their flesh. Yes, that was not allowed. A simple housewife is that all. People ask, oh, only housewife? What do you do? I am housewife. Only have housewife, what is this? Don't you do any job? Only housewife? Are they not being confined to stereotyped roles? एक ही काम करते हो, रोज खाना बनाती हो, कुछ और नहीं करती हो. Don't they need gainful employment? What is so gainful? Now, earlier only husband is to work and whole family easily were fed, all the necessities were fulfilled. Nowadays, wife is also working, husband is also working, still the necessities are not fulfilled. In a proper Vedic society, women are gainfully and meaningfully engaged, in fact, much more than an average woman of today. They were engaged properly. They will make chapati, they will make so many preparations. And to make evening meal, whole day they will do preparation. Taki saam ka bhojan tayar ho jaye. So in the daytime, what they will, like we used to see in the villages when I was in village, first 12 years of my life I was in village. So how many of you have been in village? Almost.
Village.
So you can see the culture is still today intact, isn't it? At village, the women in the morning they will finish the meal by 10 o'clock and all household activity 11 o'clock. And then some of them will take rice and then they will sit in the daytime and they will remove all the small, even chota chota usme jo gandagi rehta hai na, wo bhi nikalte hain, dhan. And the fresh, bilkul, everything is removed, the pure rice only. And then they will wash it, sometimes then they will keep it for the drying, the wheat they will keep it for drying, and then they will go and collect. Then sometime my mother used to make papad, nowadays we have lijat papad. But earlier my mother used to prepare papad herself. She will boil the aloo potato, then she will herself mix the potato, and then she will put on the plastic, simple method, plastic, and then she will put like that, then she will put on the roof, all these things. And then it's the same chips and potato, now they are uncle chips, isn't it? And so costly. But the same chips, they used to become more tasty chips. And
gastritis
problem. Profound culture it was earlier. And then women are properly engaged whole day. and then see they will be going for the then by the time they finish then sometimes even children are there they have to feed them so much engagement varieties of engagements then somebody in one person house there is feast then all the other neighbors women go to their house and they all will cook together and all neighboring people will take food at their house and that day other house there will not be any food like that no so social structure was so nicely designed and it was so releasing no? Still it is present still yeah
social is going away but it still remains is there
yes still it is there like that such a profound culture now so this is the and they were completely busy whole day even they will be making you know आटा फ्रॉम गेहूँ चक्की पीसने का काम होता था खुद करती थी दिन में और गा रही हैं चक्की पीस रही हैं हैं लाइक दैट हाँ लाइक दैट यू सी सो दे आर नॉट लाइक स्टीरियोटाइप्ड सो मेनी वैरायटीज ऑफ एंगेजमेंट्स वेर देयर फॉर देम इजंट इट सो मेनी वैरायटीज एक्चुअली टुडे दे आर स्टीरियोटाइप्ड They are going to the same office, coming, same office, going, coming, and on the way there is so much traffic and so much exploitation. So the women earlier, and then they will find some time also, and they will spend time with the children, so intimate time with the children, mothers used to spend. Eh? Keeping them in their laps, you know, and speaking with them with so much love, caring for them. Everything was there, and then in the then they will go to the temple like my mother used to go to the temple. Yes, early in the morning, first she will go to the temple. She left the body in the temple. She was coming from the one town. She went for the checking the BP, and coming on the way back, she took water on the temple, and there only she slept and she left the body. So much training was there. What is the training? Just culture. There is no need to special training. They were brought and born and brought up in that kind of atmosphere. So it becomes quite easy for them to just catch the culture, essence of life. And therefore this life is always also happy and next life is also happy. So they were working for the self-realization. She works for her own self-realization and facilitates her family to achieve a similar goal, responsibility that she alone can do properly. She also serves the community in meaningful way, fulfilling ways for a wholesome life of progressive satisfactions. So like in Krishna consciousness, you can see that how the women are engaged properly. They teach spiritual knowledge to the children, they are preaching. And not like artificial attempts at equality actually leaves women more prone to exploitation. So these are artificial situations. Freedom. On the name of freedom, they are simply being exploited and subjects to needless anxiety. So much anxiety they have to face. Very child? Yes, this is child only.
Doggy is a
doggy. So this is the situation. This is freedom. This is the situation of freedom. Yeah, there is no freedom. Where is freedom? Nothing is free. And subject to needless anxieties. They fight on the name of small issues and children are frustrated. In the office they are exploited by the boss. This is on the name of freedom, this is happening. Yes, that's what we are discussing here. In Vedic society, women were not equal, but in fact enjoyed a more respectable position than men. They were addressed as mother, a position of greatest respect. All the women were addressed as mother. So much respect was there. Boys were trained right from the childhood to respect and cherish all women as mothers. Even from the beginning, the children will go house to house. Gurukul, when children will be sent, they will go house to house and beg the alms. So women will come out, then they will say, mother, can you give me this? Can you give me that? Mother, from the childhood, each and every woman, they will say, mother. They will be brought up like that. Vedic education was meant not for acquiring degree or earning one's livelihood, rather it is stressed on formation of character. So that was the purpose of Vedic culture, not to earn livelihood, because livelihood was easily available. Not like today that, you know, unless I don't get job, I will not get livelihood. And people are frustrated. No, everybody naturally is to get their livelihood. There is no need to study for 25 years. Just for livelihood. And still after that also there is no guarantee. And even if you get, you will be thrown out when there is recession. The more important factor was the people are not hankering for chapati and rice, which was easily available. So easily. In my village, we used to see anybody's farm, you go and take some 3-4 kg tomato, no problem. Because it's so costly business nowadays. But earlier it was not the situation. In our village, the situation was so loving, so caring
with each other.
In the Vedic culture, there is no lack of resources. We are not simply everybody's, you know, pulling each other down for his benefit. No, they are more stressed on character, because there is no fight for the livelihood. Only fight was for character. Who can develop more character? Who can develop more better qualities? That was the real fight.
And Babaji, pehle wo livelihood ke liye nahi kama rahe the, but still they are getting good livelihood.
Good livelihood, yeah.
Aur khane ka time hi nahi hai. Yeah. Yahan
to khane ka time hi nahi hai. Hai bhi nahi na. Hai bhi nahi. Quality kahan mil raha hai? Where is quality food today? Mm. You get rotten food.
All polluted
and old food. Chanakya Pandit says on education, one who sees all women other than one's wife as mother, others' possessions as insignificant as a lump of clay, treats all living beings as equal to himself, such a person is considered a learned man. So this learned man is one who has the character, not who knows how many books he has read. Natural opulence and social organization, this we will discuss in next class. So this we are going to discuss, that how Vedic culture versus modern culture, in the next class. We will continue. This is a long slide, sir. And more you study this, more you develop the love for the Vedic culture, and you will reject the modern culture of this. No? Nonsense.
Bangali is good, right?
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have any question? There is no question. It's self-explanatory.